Warrior Sound in D.C. with the Warriors set to face the Wizards on this Wednesday at the Capital One Arena here in our nation's capital. And we had a chance at morning shoot-around to hear from head coach Steve Kerr about the team's time thus far here in D.C.
Museum was amazing. If you haven't been before, you have to go. It's one of the most powerful experiences you'll ever have. Our guys were really happy to be there and to be with the kids from Sea Pleasant, and it was a great day.
Is it sort of absurd, I don't know how to phrase it, that a president would rescind an invitation to a championship team and that you did something good based out of it?
You're not going to get me to go down that path, Kareth. We had a great day. It was a wonderful day with a lot of nice people who wanted to take part in a productive outing, and the kids were, their smiles lit up the room, and our guys understand how much of an impact they can make on these kids, and it's a reminder of how powerful sports can be and how transformative sports can be for change, and not just the experience with the kids, but witnessing the exhibits at the museum and the whole experience. It was fantastic.
Is KD seeing how he can make a difference too in his community? He donated $10 million to college track. I mean, you just see how big this could become for him.
It's unbelievable what Kevin is doing, and so many of our guys. But think about Kevin the last month. You know, he gave $3 million to the University of Texas. He's got this $10 million initiative with college track. He's hosting all of these kids from his hometown. I'm so proud of our guys. I'm proud of the NBA. I'm proud of being a part of the league, because so many guys out there on every team are really doing positive things. They understand their impact on communities. They understand their impact in individual connections with people. Signing an autograph, taking a photo, and obviously the range of the impact can go from just a brief moment with somebody to donating millions and millions of dollars. But it feels like our league is so committed to community service. It makes me very proud to be part of that.
You have a favorite moment from yesterday?
My favorite moments were all when the kids were engaged with our guys. That was beautiful to watch, just to see the faces. And there was a little guy who's probably 8 years old who came up. He was standing next to me, came up, and his name was Ryan, came up and introduced himself, and I'm talking to him. He goes, "Oh my God, there's Quinn Cook," and he ran over to Quinn Cook. I'm like, not Steph, not David. He loved Quinn Cook, and that was cool. It was just, you could see that so many of these kids knew all of our players, not just our superstars.
Do they know you beyond the coach? Do they, anyone talk Bulls with you, or is it all just you coach them?
They know me as the guy who used to do the video game commentary for 2K.
There's so many stars on this team, obviously, but just the personalities and their interests, what makes them such a great kind of role model for what you were just talking about?
Well, I think we've got good guys. A lot of teams have really good guys. As I said, a lot, you know, so many teams around the league are doing so much good. But our team's in the spotlight every single day, and good and bad, you know. But I think our guys handle it so well. And I think the fact that we are, because we're winning, we're getting a lot of exposure. They're doing a lot of good that's being exposed, that's being talked about. And that's a good thing, but that's not why they're doing it. You know, they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart and their care for their communities and for people, and makes me very proud.
Those total, you won 7 titles, I'm correcting that. Each time you came to D.C. after winning that title, what does this experience rank with the other, I guess, 6 times?
I didn't get to make a White House trip after every championship. A couple times I changed teams. I think one time I retired, so I wasn't with the Spurs after 2003. So, you know, I didn't always get to make a White House visit. But I love coming to D.C. regardless. You know, visiting the White House is an amazing experience. But just visiting the city and feeling the history here is great. And I have my brother lives here, and, you know, so I always see family while I'm here too. It's always fun to come here.
How did yesterday compare to the times you have been to the White House?
I'm not going down that path. Sorry.
Have you been to the museum before?
Yeah, yeah. We went last year.
I don't know how much time you get on any of these tours. Were you able to see things that you hadn't seen?
Yeah, you need more time, actually. You know, we came last year, maybe half the team came last year. Obviously, it wasn't publicized. It was just, we just came and, you know, we were here for 2 or 3 hours, and you walk out of there and you go, man, we need 4 or 5 hours. And so I felt the same way yesterday. I saw some things that I didn't see the first time, but I walked away thinking I gotta come back on my own and spend a full day there.
Steve, what are some of the things from the trip either yesterday or previously that resonate with you, you know, exhibit-wise?
I think the way the museum is designed is beautiful. It goes from sort of despair and hopelessness at the beginning of African-American history, the slave trade. You're at the bottom of the museum, almost as if you're at the bottom of a slave ship, and you read about the experiences, you read about the history, and it's just devastating, and you wonder about the human spirit, and you wonder about, are people good or are they evil? And you know, all these existential questions go through your mind. And then as you go up one level, each level, there's more and more hope, and you have more and more faith in the human spirit, and you're amazed at the resilience. How would any of us have responded in similar circumstances? And yet you get to that top level where there's this amazing cultural excellence in the African-American community through sports, history, politics, medicine, music, and so it's really uplifting, but it's also very demoralizing at the same time, and so you run through that whole gamut of emotion.
Coach, it's been a while since you've seen the Wizards, and what have you made of what they've been able to do lately, particularly without John Wall?
They've been terrific. The ball's really moving well. You know, sometimes when you lose a great player like John, the guys have to rally around each other and find a different way to play a little bit. And I think they've done a nice job of just kind of moving the ball a little bit more and spacing you out. Beal's obviously playing at a really high level. Satoransky's come in, done a good job. So they're a really good team. Scott's done an amazing job with them. I think they've, over the last couple of years, you can see their growth. And I'm sure they're excited to get John back, and I hope he's back soon. But this will be a fun challenge for us tonight. They're playing well.
Is there anything that stands out from when you did face them back in November till now?
The season is so different, you know, from November to, I guess we're almost to March. We're different, they're different. You know, different players are here, healthy, inactive, whatever. So it's really not a good comparison for the first time we face them, because both teams are quite different.